The news at 8 o'clock is read by Brian Jennings.
In the United States, two employees of the Israeli embassy have been shot dead outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The victims, a man and a woman, were leaving an event at the museum when they were shot by a lone gunman. A suspect is in custody. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Two young employees of the Israeli embassy were gunned down on the streets of Washington. A man was seen pacing the street outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, not far from Union Station, while an evening event organized by the American Jewish Committee was taking place inside. As people were leaving, the man approached a group of four, produced a handgun, and shot the couple. The gunman then surrendered to museum staff, who handcuffed him. When police arrived, he told them he had done it for Gaza and started chanting, "Free, free Palestine." Police named the suspect as 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez, who had travelled to Washington from Chicago. While police and the FBI have not suggested any motive, the mayor of Washington said the city would not tolerate anti-Semitism. President Trump also said anti-Semitism, hatred and radicalism have no place in the USA. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the shooting was the product of wild incitement against Israel. He has ordered enhanced security at Israeli missions around the world. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have both condemned the shooting. In a post on X, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there can be absolutely no place for violence or hate. President Trump called the killings horrible and said they were based, obviously, on anti-Semitism. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the international community would demand answers from Israel after shots were fired by the Israeli military in the vicinity of a diplomatic delegation in the occupied West Bank. Two of the diplomats were from Ireland and based in Ramallah. The Israeli Defence Forces said warning shots were fired after the delegation visiting Jenin yesterday deviated from its approved route. The European Union has called on Israel to investigate the incident and to hold those responsible accountable. A member of the Belfast group NICAP has been charged with a terrorism offence, according to the London Metropolitan Police. Liam O'Gohany, who performs under the name of Machara, was charged over the display of a flag in support of Hezbollah at an event in London last November. The group has said the charge is political and intended to silence them, and that they will vehemently defend the case. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
It was at a gig last November at the O2 Forum in North London where NICAP member Liam O'Gohany is alleged to have displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah. London's Metropolitan Police was made aware of an online video from the event just over 4 weeks ago. An investigation was then carried out by the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command. Last night in a statement, the Met said that 27-year-old Liam O'Gohany was charged by postal requisition with displaying a flag in such a way or in such circumstances as to arouse reasonable suspicion that he is a supporter of a proscribed organisation. Mr. O'Hany, also known by his stage name Makara, is due to appear before Westminster Magistrates Court on June 18th. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
The chief officer of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, David Gunning, is expected to tell the Doyle Public Accounts Committee today that the completion date for the new children's hospital in Dublin has been further delayed. The last substantial completion date indicated by the builders BAM was June this year. Fiacra O'Kyona of our political staff.
The National Children's Hospital has been a significant political problem for several governments due to repeated broken promises over when it would be completed. Between 2020 and 2024, the project's completion date was delayed 14 times, resulting in a pre-election government promise it would be finished by June. But in an opening statement to the Dáil Public Accounts Committee today, the CEO of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board is expected to tell TDs that deadline will now be missed. It's understood David Gunning will say a new deadline of September has now been agreed with construction firm BAM, a company he will say has completed 60% of its planned progress and is behind schedule on all key performance indicators. Today's PAC meeting will also hear from Children's Health Ireland, which has been at the centre of the child hips and spinal surgery controversies in recent weeks.
The Scorts versus Shorts controversy will again be in the spotlight today as the special Camogie Congress takes place at GAA headquarters. Just one motion will be debated this evening, whether to give players on an individual and team basis the choice of which to wear. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Dry with plenty of sunshine, which will be hazy at times across the west and south. Highest temperatures around 18 to 22 degrees, a little cooler near northern coasts with light northerly or variable winds.